Good morning and welcome to Bethany's worship service. I am Pastor Brenda, and it is my joy and my honor to be with you today as we continue our sermon series, Working Our Way Back. We have had an opportunity to go through some of those phases and stages that we have encountered along the way. And we will continue to do so as we look at our topic of moving from watching to participating. I'd also like to let you know that if you have someone who is involved in VBS and will be coming this evening, we ask that you please, please remember your lawn chair. Also, if you would like to have dinner here, you are invited to either participate through the items that a food truck will be providing this evening starting at 5:30, or you may bring your own dinner with you to have. We want to thank everyone for continuing to support the mission and ministry of Bethany, as well as those who continue to be with us online. We welcome you, and we say thank you for your continuous participation and support. Your donations help us to be the hands and feet of Jesus. So for those who are worshiping here in the sanctuary, our offering boxes are in the back of the sanctuary. For those who are worshiping online, you are able to go either to our website or to the Church Center app to make your donations. And now, I ask that you please stand as you are able and join me in our call to worship. I've been kissed by the lips of mercy. Such words, how do I express? How could I say thank you? And how could I say yes? Mercy, I am so glad that you've given me another chance. Into the window of my future, I've had the opportunity to glance. Together, so much easier if you made this. It reminds me that I am favored. It reminds me that I am blessed. Lord, how can I say thank you? And how can I say yes? Please join me for our opening hymn, How Great Thou Art. The words will be on the screen, and I would ask that everyone would please put on their mask this time. Thank you. I wish you could hear your voices up here like I can. If you don't sound like a heavenly choir, ooh, thank you. Amen. Amen. Please join me in our opening prayer.
Lord, thank you for this time of worship and reflection. Take us from where we are to where you want us to be. Make us not merely guardians of a heritage, but living signs of your coming kingdom. Fill us with that faith, hope, and love which embody the gospel. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, make us one, that the world may see and believe we are your church. We commit ourselves to love, serve you, and follow you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please be seated.
So loving, full of mercy and grace. We are so thankful. grateful to know that you love us so much that you gave us your son for us. But sometimes we forget you have asked us to give to others the kind of love, mercy, and grace you give to us. So this morning, as we give you our hearts, we invite you to show us again what it means to share your love, mercy, and grace with everyone around us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Let's just give Laura another hand praise for that awesome, awesome rendering of This Is My Father's World. Friends, have you ever had the opportunity on a hot, hot day to jump into a pool of cooling water? Refreshing. It actually wakes you up a lot of times, if we're honest about it, from where we were, and lets us know, oh, it's not so bad now that I'm in this place. This feels good. And we come today, continuing our sermon series, as I shared earlier, making our way back. Last week, we talked about what it meant to move from being isolated or separated to being connected or reconnected once again. We talked about, based on the words of the Apostle Paul found in the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter, the fourth through the sixth verses, that there is one body and one spirit. That there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, in all, and lives through all. And that it is Christ Jesus who is the head of the church. I can be a head of a lot of things, but the church is not one of them. It is Jesus who is the head of the church. We were also reminded last week of how much we need one another to survive. We need to love one another, but not only love one another, but also pray for one another. Not to use words to harm each other, but words to lift each other up. To let each other know that we are in this thing together. And that while we don't have all the answers, and if you're a type A like I am, and you might think you have the answer, God doesn't have a problem showing you you don't have the answer. But we come understanding that we are God's people. And as God's people, we are all at different phases and stages in our life's journey, but also in making our way back to this physical location. And as we continue to look forward into those things, those opportunities, those possibilities that God has for us, there is coming the time when we will need to move from that place called watching, aka Zoom. That thing that kept us connected, or at least allowed us to feel like we were connected with someone else other than the people who were within our four walls. It was how we did our small group meetings. It was how we continued to collaborate with colleagues. It was how we were able to connect with family. And yes, it was how we did worship. I have to say, God does have a sense of humor, because I have learned more about Zoom than I ever thought I ever would or had a desire to learn. And yet, even with the challenges, there were blessings. It was new opportunities of things that I and the team were able to do to continue to be the church. But our scripture for the morning, it gives us some additional words and thoughts, if you will, as we continue on our journey. These words come from the book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter, the 24th to the 25th verses. And it says, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. The word of God calls us to encourage one another, not only to work, but to love. To remember that God calls us to love, and that everything that we do, everything that we think should be based, as I said last week, on the main thing, to love. And I know that sometimes it can be challenging to move from a place where we had gotten comfortable these past 12 to 14 months. If the truth be told, it got somewhat comfortable to be able to get up in our jammies, get our coffee or tea, and sit in our favorite chair or spot and watch worship. We're just being honest. I'm being honest. I didn't have to worry about whether I had the right clothes on, I had my robes. I was able to be there and still worship, but the time has come for us to now move to the next place in our journey. And yes, there are still those who still want to be able to do that. They're not ready to join us in this physical space. And it's okay. We're still called to encourage them, even as they make their way and transition like we have. The question comes in, how do we motivate other people to work? I would dare say that even though we're at this place where we have a sense of familiarity that we're coming back to, and even though there is a sense of significance based on the history and the relationships that we have formed with others, and even the fact that there have been many opportunities along the way, how do we motivate others to move one more time? For I believe that there is still a lot of new things, and there may be some who are looking for guidance as to what it is that they should be doing. And as I thought about moving and jumping into things and trying something different, and also where do I even get the strength to take on something new, I was drawn back to when we had our sermon series, Run the Good Race, and the words that were given to us in the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter, the first and second verses, where it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. These words reminded me that as we seek to be ambassadors and followers of Jesus during this season of our lives, we are going to need to persevere a little bit longer. I would say like the men and women who have been competing not 4 years, but 5 years just to be a part of the team in Tokyo for the Olympics as representatives of the United States. They had to persevere through a year of training in unfamiliar places, not with the people to surround them and encourage them to continue to work in order to be a good participant in a good race. I would say, as Christian comedian Michael Jr. said, they had to remember their why. Why it is that they're doing what they're doing so that their what would still have an impact as they continued on their way to fulfill their purpose for their season. I would say the same is true for us, remembering our why so that our what will still be impactful with those whom we meet along the way. Sometimes when we incur periods of many days and months of not doing some of the things that we did because of the passion that burned within our hearts, it causes us to pause and to reevaluate. Is that what God is calling me to for this season? Has my season ended and now it's time for a new one, as it says in Ecclesiastes 3:1-8, for under the sun there is a season for everything, and that we move from season to season, and God did not promise us that a season would last for a lifetime. But I believe a season is what we do to work out our why during the time that God gives us. For some individuals whom I have spoken with from time to time, they are realizing out of this experience that their passion to serve the Lord has changed. And so the work that they had done, they enjoyed and they feel that God was pleased, but now they're ready to move to something else. They feel that God is calling them to a new work, another work for the furtherance of God's kingdom. And it brought joy to my heart just to be able to listen and to hear their story and how this connected to something that God had placed on their heart some time ago, but the time didn't present itself. And they realized the importance of some of the work that God has for us, and so they're looking to be able to not only make that move, they're looking to get in touch with some of their other friends and brothers and sisters in Christ to share with them. Guess what? We've been home, I know, but we still have some work to do. And guess what? I think we have something that God wants us to do for the season. Part of the move of being in a good race is being able to listen and to hear and discern the voice of God. Also realizing that God continues to provide for us. Will we have all of the answers? No. The scripture tells us when we need wisdom, we are to seek the Lord. Will we have everything that we need? Not necessarily, but the word of God tells us that by God's grace, He is able to supply all of our needs. The question is, are we willing to re-examine what it is that God is calling us to? And are we willing, if you've ever been in a relay race, are you willing to accept the mantle from the person before you to continue it where God would have you to go until it's time to pass it on to the next receiver? Is your heart, your mind, and your spirit open to the opportunities that God has in store for us? Many people look at the pandemic as being something that has done great damage, that people are leaving. But I say to you, as Willie Jolly would say, it only takes a minute to change your life, that a setback allows time for a setup that you can have your comeback. COVID was our setback. Our time moving back is in order for us to prepare and to set up that when we are fully here, we will be enjoying our comeback, because I just believe God's got some things in store for us, church, that we have not seen yet. God is preparing the way, and sometimes we get so busy being busy, God can't get through to us, and sometimes he's got to make us be still and know that he is God. So I believe the scripture gives us powerful words for this day, this season that we are in, and that we can move from watching to participating. We can be the ambassadors of Christ, just like the disciples were. Everybody didn't like them, so don't even think everybody's going to like you. Let's just get that off the table right now. Amen. It's a new day for a new thing, and not everything is going to be the same as it was when we left, but I just believe it's going to be good, good, good. If we're willing to move, if we're willing to trust God, if we're willing to persevere, as they say, to run and see what the end's going to be. And my God has already promised a life of eternity. So my only question to you, church, is, are you willing to move from watching to participating? Amen and amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your grace, God. We thank you for the example of your son, Jesus the Christ, who went to the cross, who not allow the shame that the world wanted to put on him be part of his final work here on earth, but continue, God, that your glory will reign, that there will be a new heaven and a new earth. Lord God, we thank you for this journey of working our way back, God. Continue, Lord, to speak to these, your children, as we continue to listen for your voice. God, we thank you for Jesus, who not only gave us the examples of what it means to love and to love each other, but he gave us these precious words. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand as you are able, don your mask as we sing our closing hymn, page 157. Because the words just went out of my mind. Thank you. It's all good. We thank you. We praise you for all that you continue to do. We pray God's blessings upon you as you continue to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And just know that you're not walking this journey alone, but your brothers and sisters are walking with you. Amen. Now unto the one who is able to keep us from falling, who is able to present us faultless before the throne of grace, where there is majesty, dominion, and love. And we ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And amen. Please prepare your heart for the postlude.